All right.
Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
On Carrie's Couch today is a man who I am very excited to be welcoming to the East Coast Radio family. He is the brand new voice of our weekend breakfast. You might actually know him from some other stations. Darren calls him Lucky 2 plus 3. We call him Lucky Duplessis. Welcome to Carrie's Couch, Lucky.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited to be on the couch and, you know, I'm getting welcomed more and more into the Durban society. So, yeah, this is exciting. It's very exciting.
All right, Lucky Duplessis. Let's get to know a little bit about Lucky Duplessis. Where were you born and when?
I was born in Kimberley. Yeah, apparently I was born in Kimberley. And then I think between June, August and September. So that's all I know.
Before we even get into you being adopted, the earliest of you remember growing up, where were you growing up and with whom were you growing up?
So the earliest I remember is me being with my dad, and then I was taken away from my dad and moved to Johannesburg. But that was quite a long journey. Like it was a few years, you know, being with my dad one moment, the next moment I'm walking through what felt like the country of pretty much South Africa. And there was just this little small house. And yeah, we stayed there for a while. And then I kept asking her, like, when am I going to see my dad? When am I going to see my dad? She's like, no, he's coming. He's coming. He's coming. And yeah, then one day we stayed with this other man, and he was quite abusive to her and myself as well. He used to hit me, used to hit her. And then one day he went to work, and when he went to work, she burned his whole place down. And we fled and we left and then we got into Joburg.
That woman that you were walking with from your dad's, the woman that was attacked in front of you, who is she to you? Who was she to you?
I remember her as just being my dad's girlfriend, I think. I think that's who she was. And yeah, and she kept...
Did she kidnap you? That was pretty much it for me.
Yeah, I think that was it. I think she took me from my dad, which I remember as being this amazing guy.
Well, did you ever find him again?
No. He was supposed to come one year when I was much older, but he didn't, and it was a big thing, and I don't know, you know, I don't know what happened. But when I moved to Florida, where we stayed in Johannesburg, she obviously, because of all the traumatic stuff that happened to her, she started using a lot of drugs, and she started drinking, hectic drugging, and she just became this really, really terrible person. And I mean, listen, rightly so, she went through a lot, and I just tried to stay away from her. And then, like, I would spend all my time at school, and then that's when my now brother and I met.
You have been taken from your dad, you've gone with this woman, you've landed up in Johannesburg. The schooling, how did you even get to school initially? Like, what was the, how did you enroll in this school? How did you move?
She enrolled me in school herself, and I think it was a law that the ANC had set when they got into power. The law was, it doesn't matter who the child is, if there's a child in your area, they have to be able to go to your school, even if they can't afford it. Yeah. And then I walked into class, and there was like all these white little children. They teach you to do space. Said, okay, who else Lucky to sit next to? And everyone kind of looked at me weird. And then my brother was like, no, Lucky, you can come sit next to me. And then, yeah, that's how my brother and I met.
And how old are you now at this point?
I was 5.
But you know what? I have very, like, lots of friends growing up, never landed up becoming part of their family. Just wondering, how did that process happen? Because when you came to school, you were still living with Portia, I believe you said her name was. Is that right?
Yeah, Portia, yeah.
So
yeah.
At what point did Charles' family start to take an interest in you? Like, and at what age did that happen?
So it was a strange process in the sense that, like, my brother and I were best friends. We played together. We did everything together. But on weekends, some days he'd be like, hey, man, you want to come to my house? And I'd play at his house and I'd stay there. Yeah, so then it kind of just organically kind of happened. And then one day I was missing from school for like a few days. Like, and Charles kept telling his mom. And then she told, like, the school, listen, what's going on? Where's Lucky? They're like, well, they don't know. And then the one teacher gave them our address, and she then found the house, and she drove up there, and she went in there, opened the door, and there I was, like, 5 days, no food, no drink.
What?
I was left. Porsche had packed the stuff and left me, and then, like, I waited, just waited, and she never returned. And so that's when I started staying with them permanently, and I only got legally adopted when I was 12.